in with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network. This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. It's brought to you in part by...
Let's make this easy. Nope. Let's make this fun, delicious, irresistible, flavorful, and easy with pork. Because with pork, recipes like honey balsamic glazed ham, crispy pork cutlets, or tender baked loin chops are easy to make, easy on your wallet, with all that flavor, easy to make disappear. So go ahead, make it easy, make it tasty, and make it now by picking up pork at your grocer's meat case and visit pork.org/cooking.
Brought to you by your Colorado Pork Producers Council. Learn more online at copork.org. Once again, the House of Representatives followed through on their passage of the Farm Bill on Wednesday, sending the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018 to President Trump for his signature. That long-awaited five-year Farm Bill now replaces the expired 2014 Farm Bill. An amendment included in the Farm Bill also allows the Department of Agriculture to use funds for Cuba-related trade activities. The amendment by Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota permits the use of Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Funds for Cuba. The amendment, according to the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba, represents not only the opportunity to increase the competitiveness of U.S. agriculture, but the first legislation passed regarding Cuba in 17 years. The USACC Chair Paul Johnson called the inclusion a step in the right direction towards normalizing trade with Cuba. Heitkamp introduced the amendment in June with Senator John Boozman of Louisiana, both members of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Heitkamp said at the time the legislation would support farm families and rural communities, especially as they face uncertainty. The amendment allows funding to go towards trade servicing, technical assistance, and trade promotion activities in Cuba. And finally, the proposed Waters of the U.S. rule changes by the Trump administration are bound for litigation. Environmental groups are promising to challenge the rule applauded by the agriculture industry. The proposal will be subject to a 60-day comment period before finalization. Once the Trump administration finishes the rule, it's expected to face numerous lawsuits and seems destined for the Supreme Court. Under the plan, federal pollution safeguards for tens of thousands of miles of streams and millions of acres of wetlands would be rolled back. In political reports, despite a promise that every landowner could easily know whether a waterway falls under the federal purview, water experts say they are scratching their heads about the definitions. USA Today points out that two Supreme Court decisions in 2001 and 2006 came down on the side of landowners, ruling that ponds at the bottom of a gravel pit and a marsh miles from any lake or river were not navigable and thus not subject to the act. The Colorado Corn Administrative Committee invests one penny per bushel of Colorado's corn towards research, market development, education, and outreach to better the industry for Colorado's corn producers and ultimately protect the future of agriculture. Learn more at coloradocorn.com. For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.